फर्स्ट इज अल इस्तिसगार, उस गुनाह को हकीर समझना कि ये तो कोई मामूली गुनाह हुआ, इससे क्या होगा। अल इस्तिसगार, टू रिगार्ड दिस सिन ऑफ माइन वट एवर इट इज, वेदर इट इज मिस यूज इन द आईज, मिस यूज इन द टंग, लाइंग, डिसीविंग, डिसीटिंग, बैक बाइटिंग, गॉसिपिंग, वट एवर द केस मे बी, टू रिगार्ड दिस सिन एज लाइट एंड एज इनसिग्निफिकेंट, दिस इज वर्स देन दैट सिन। नंबर टू, अल इग्तिरार, धोखा खा जाना, टू बी डिसीव that for 10 years I am not performing salah, but I am living in a wealth, I am living in a mansion, I am living in a palace. Ye log kehte hai ki agar main Allah ke nafarman hunga to Allah ka azab aayega. Are main to bari achhi zindagi guzar raha hu. To be deceived that no crime and no azab will come your way, no azab of Allah will come, because of which you will gain courage to do that crime again. The kuffar of Makkah, what did they tell Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? فَأَسْقِطْ عَلَيْنَا حِجَارَةً مِّنَ السَّمَاءِ أَوِئْتِنَا بِعَذَابٍ أَلِيمٍ. Tell Allah to shower stones from the skies and tell Allah to bring Jahannam. Where is it? You're talking Jahannam. There's no Jahannam. You're saying that if we won't perform our Fajr namaz, then our day won't go smooth. Aray, when I don't perform, na'udhu billah, my day goes better. First is to regard that sin as small. Number two, al-ightirar, dhoka kana. Number three, Allahu Akbar, this is the worst. Al-istibshar, after committing the crime, to rejoice about it. Kibay, you know where I went last night? Are bara maza aaya tha. We doing backdoor business and alhamdulillah, things are working. To rejoice and to boast and to brag and to highlight and to broadcast that evil of yours. To actually rejoice about the disobedience of Allah. That is why it comes in the hadith, Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned, Allah will forgive every person with the exception of that man who commits a crime in the night. بَاتَ وَقَدْ يَسْتُرُهُ رَبَّهُ. And he spends the night in such a way that Allah has put a veil over his sins. And in the morning, he stands up in such a way, opening the veil of Allah. The wrong that he did in the night, Allah did not tell anyone about it. But he goes to his friend and he says, you know where I went last night? And you know what I did last night? He opens the sparda of Allah. He's actually bragging about the wrong that he did. Such a person will never be pardoned by Allah. Well, istibshar, to actually feel happy about it. That my son is having an affair with another girl, and hand in hand they are walking in front of everyone. No sharam, no haya. To actually feel that alhamdulillah, now I am somewhere in society and my children are grown up and my children have intelligence. To actually boast about this wrong. To say that we are gambling and in a short span of time we made so much money. The statements that today, unfortunately, the Muslims are making, Allahu Akbar. That is why it comes in the hadith, Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned, مَا أَحَدٌ أَصْبَرَ عَلَىٰ أَذًى مِنَ اللَّهِ. There is no one that is more tolerant than Allah. Let us just picture this person who commits the crime of zina, for example. Thereafter he regards the crime as insignificant. Then he's deceived by not seeing the azab of Allah. Then he highlights this. Now Allah Pak still gives that man food and Allah still gives him water. How tolerant Allah must be. How patient Allah must be. How much perseverance Allah must have. How much Allahu Akbar cannot be explained, that Allah still showers his ni'mat and Allah does not discontinue his favors upon such a person. Our attitude is someone, we asked him something and he refuses. We discontinue every type of favor that we were doing for him. And the fourth one is al-israr, to remain adamant on that sin. Like they say, la saghira ma'al israr. No sin remains minor when you do it repeatedly. No sin remains minor when you do it repeatedly. Shaykh Sadi rahmatullah alayhi has written the incident of one person who was in great pain and agony and distress.
Every day he used to lift his hands before Allah and used to tell Allah that, "Oh my Lord, I am in great pain, difficulty, sickness, disease. I cannot do anything in life. No one has time for me. All this is my way. Oh Allah, I am grateful to you that I am in pain and I am not in your disobedience. I am better off, oh Allah, that I go through difficulty, but you are not displeased with me." Allahu Akbar. Khuda hame aisi iman ki kaifiyat naseeb farma de. May Allah give us such feeling and such jazbaat of iman. When Sulaiman alayhi salatu was salam seen the sun was setting, aur asr ki namaz mein kuch taakhir ho gayi. His asr salam was delayed. So what does he mention?
رُدُّوهَا عَلَيَّ فَطَفِقَ مَسْحًا بِالسُّوقِ وَالْأَعْنَاقِ.
Bring those horses to me and slaughter all those 100 horses. اور اس کے گوشت کو غربا میں تقسیم کرو. And distribute the meat amongst the poor and the needy and the destitute. We cannot benefit from that horse which has become the means of delaying one order of Allah. If the man of today can say that the shop is sadaqah because for 20 years the shop kept me away from Allah. If the woman of today, she can think for a moment that that cake of mine and that tarkari of mine and this shine in the pearls of mine delayed my asr salah. Take this from me, I don't need this. 100 horses he distributed. After it he lifted his hand.
رَبِّ هَبْلِي مُلْكَ لَا يَنْبَغِي لِأَحَدٍ مِّن بَعْدِي رَبِّ هَبْلِي مُلْكَ لَا يَنْبَغِي لِأَحَدٍ مِّن بَعْدِي إِنَّكَ أَنْتَ الْوَهَّابِ.
اے اللہ, میں نے سارا کچھ دے دیا تیرے نام پر, اب تو مجھے ایسی بادشاہت دے دے اللہ. Oh Allah, I gave everything on your name. Now you bless me and endow me with such a kingdom that the thought of that kingdom mustn't cross the heart of any human. So the four things are, first is to regard that sin as insignificant, then to be deceived by not seeing the azab, then to rejoice, and the fourth is to remain adamant on that particular crime. The ulama ikram have written that when a person commits one crime, when he disobeys Allah Pak, then 10 things happen to such a person. Allah.
من جاء بالحسنة فله عشر أمثالها ومن جاء بالسيئة فلا يجزى إلا مثلها وهم لا يظلمون.
The one who does one good act, Allah will multiply 10 times. And the one who does an evil act, Allah will only punish him for one sin. But let him not be deceived that only one sin. Many a times, like Allama Tanwi rahmatullah alayhi has written, a sin is minor, but the harms of that sin is more than a major sin. Ajeeb nukta likdana. Many a times a sin is minor, but the harm that sin causes to the body and the tawfiq that a person is deprived of after that sin is worse than a major sin. So the ulama have written, when a person disobeys Allah Pak, the first thing that happens, askhata khaliqahu, he has displeased that being who is most kind to him. Usne aisi zaat ko naraaz kiya jo rahim hai, jo shafiq hai, jo meherban hai, jo rauf hai. He has displeased that being who he is obligated through his own life. He has displeased that being who is showering his mercy upon him.
Ya abdi in zakartani zakartuk. Eh mere banda, jab tu mujhe yaad karta hai to main tujhe yaad karta hu, lekin jab tu mujhe bhoolta hai us waqt bhi main tujhe yaad karta hu.
Oh my servant, when you remember me I remember you, but when you forget me then don't think your Allah forgot you. Ab kitna zalim hai wo shakhs jo aise rab ki nafarmani kare. How evil that man must be, and how evil that woman must be, and how evil that insan must be who disobeys such a Allah. Number two, annahu fariha man huwa abghadu ilayhi. He has pleased that being who is his enemy, and that is shaitan. By disobeying Allah, you have displeased, by transgressing the order of Allah, you have displeased Allah and you have pleased the devil. So the devil is rejoicing and he's clapping hands. And the devil is the very same one that when the Jahannamis will be assembled in Jahannam.
وقال الشيطان لما قضي الأمر إن الله وعدكم وعد الحق ووعدتكم فأخلفتكم وما كان لي عليكم من سلطان إلا أن دعوتكم فاستجبتم لي فلا تلوموني ولوموا أنفسكم.
Jahannam is when they will be gathered in Jahannam, then the devil will deliver one sermon. He will tell them that Allah promised you that Jannat is a reality, and I always told you that it's not a reality, and I did not have any control over you. Alladhi yuwaswisu fi sudurin nas, I only injected the thought in your heart and mind. Fala talumuni, don't blame me, and don't say because of shaitan. Ha, walumu anfusakum, apne aap ko malamat karo, blame yourself. Ma ana bi musrikhikum, I cannot take you out of here. وَمَا أَنْتُمْ بِمُصْرِخِي, you cannot take me out. Both of us are going to sit here. That devil who will regard himself as, who will cut off all ta'alluq with us on the day of Qiyamah, that devil who will clarify his matter that he had nothing to do with our evil, how can we please such a devil?
And Allah Pak, when insan will come before Allah and when he look at his sin, then Allah will tell him, وَمِنْ أَجْلِكَ سَمَّيْتُ نَفْسِي الْعَزِيزُ الْغَفَّارِ, I am going to pardon all your sins, and because of you I kept my name, the one who forgives and pardons.
If I will not forgive you, then when will this quality of forgiveness of mine become manifest and apparent? اگر میں آج نہیں بخشنگا تو کب بخشنگا? How can we disobey such Allah? ایسے رب کے ساتھ تعلق نہ جوڑنا کتنا بڑا ظلم ہے.
The علماء have written, the third point is تباعده من احسن المواضع وهو الجنة.
He is taking himself further away from the gardens of bliss, from that place which is meant for eternal joy, comfort and luxury, that is Jannat. And number four, تقربه الى شر المواضع. He is running towards that person. He is running towards that place. He is running towards that fire. That fire from which Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam asked protection. Mikail alayhi salatu wasalam asked protection. In Jahannam there is one valley. The balance of Jahannam seeks protection from Allah. From that valley 400 times a day, this insan is running towards that Jahannam by disobeying Allah.
والخامس أنه جفا من هو أحب إليه وهي نفسه.
Number 5, he has been very unfair to that person who he loves the most, and that is himself. In this dunya, he doesn't want to uncomfort, he doesn't want to discomfort himself. He has sufficient food to give himself, sufficient water to quench his thirst, clothing, comfort, luxury, but he is actually throwing this very same nafs of his in Jahannam.
تو یہ تو محبت تو ثابت نہیں ہوئی بلکہ دشمنی ثابت ہوئی.
Number 6, he is contaminating and polluting that soul which is an amanat from Allah.
وَقَدْ خَلَقَهَا اللَّهُ طَاهِرًا,
and Allah created it sinless, and he is contaminating it, and he is polluting it, and he is making it filthy with sin. So he is making khiyanat in the amanat of Allah. He cannot do what he wants to this body. It is an amanat from Allah. He is misusing the trust in the amanat of Allah.
We are only speaking of the harms of one sin. Immaterial of what the sin is. One sin. Whether it is saghira or kabira.
Aza ashabahu alladhina la yu'zoon. He has inconvenience those people who are good to him and don't inconvenience him, and that is the malaika. The malaika are good to him. They are recording his good. Certain malaika, Allahu Akbar, The question arises, how are the malaika good? This ayat flashes through my mind now. الَّذِينَ يَحْمِلُونَ الْعَرْشَ وَمَنْ حَوْلَهُ يُسَبِّحُونَ بِحَمْدِ رَبِّهِمْ وَيَسْتَغْفِرُونَ لِلَّذِينَ آمَنُوا رَبَّنَا رَبَّنَا وَسِعْتَ كُلَّ شَيْءٍ رَحْمَةً وَعِلْمًا فَاغْفِرْ لِلَّذِينَ تَابُوا وَاتَّبَعُوا سَبِيلَكَ وَقِهِمْ عَذَابَ الْجَحِيمِ. Those angels that are holding the throne of Allah, perpetually they are making dua to Allah, they are pleading before Allah, O Allah, forgive the Muslimin, save them from the fire of Jahannam. رَبَّنَا وَأَدْخِلْهُمْ جَنَّاتٍ رَبَّنَا وَأَدْخِلْهُمْ جَنَّاتٍ. O Allah, grant them entrance into the gardens of Jannat. وَعَدْتَهُمْ, which you have promised them. وَمَنْ صَلَحَ مِنْ آبَائِهِمْ, and their parents. وَأَزْوَاجِهِمْ, and their partners. وَذُرِّيَّاتِهِمْ, and their offspring. So the malaika are making this dua for you, and now you have inconvenienced the malaika by disobeying Allah. So how unfair are you, insan? They are so good to you and you are so evil to them. The crux of this whole talk is that we haven't understood who or what is oppression. Zulm kisko kehte hain? Quran aur hadith ne zulm ko kya kaha? Aur maine aur aapne zulm ko kya samjha? Shaitan bainahuma. That child that is not studying and he's not doing anything in line. Arre kuch ban, zindagi mein kuch ban, tu kaise kahega? Nahi kamayega to kahan se kahega? If you won't have any qualification, any profession, then you are oppressing yourself. You are depriving yourself of this and that. Ye wo zulm hai jisko maine aur aapne zulm samjha, lekin Quran ne koi aur cheez ko zulm kaha hai. The Quran has referred to something else. Allahu Akbar. Number 8. My brothers and elders, mothers and sisters, what can I say regarding number 8? The ulama have written, أَحْزَنَ النَّبِيُّ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ فِي قَبْرِهِ. ایسے آدمی نے اپنے نبی کو ان کی قبر میں تکلیف پہنچائی. Such a person, he has hurt the heart of his Nabi in his grave. In that Rozae Mubarak, in Madinah Munawwara, that man whose last words were you and I, that man when he stood before Allah, and Allah said, At-tahiyyatu lillahi wa salawatu wa tayyibat. As-salamu alayka ayyuhan nabiyu wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. May the mercy of Allah descend upon you. That Nabi that did not forget us at that time. And he said, As-salamu alayna wa ala ibadillahi s-salihin. May the mercy of Allah descend on me and on my ummah also. The one that disobeys Allah, let him know, he is actually poking a sword in the heart of my Mubarak Nabi. He is actually inconveniencing my Nabi in that Rozae Mubarak, that sand that is more beloved to Allah than the Kaaba and the Arsh of Allah. He is actually inconveniencing Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in that grave. That Nabi who said, I will not be pleased even if one ummati of mine goes to Jahannam. Allahu Akbar. Are ye naf to mar chuka. Ye to mar chuka. My respected brothers and elders, mothers and sisters, by listening to this, that if that spirit and that spark of iman was there, Allah's qasam, we would have been crying tears of blood. The mother tells her son, that I did this for you and I did that for you, aur raaton ko main jaagti thi aur you karti thi aur wo karti thi, aur aaj maine ye manga to bahut mang liya. What didn't our Nabi do for us, that today for us to uphold his tariqa has become difficult. Hamare Nabi ne hamare liye kya kuch nahi kiya ki aaj unke tariqa ko zinda karne mein hame bari dushwari maloom hoti hai. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam mentioned, مثلي ومثلكم كمثل رجل أوقد نارا. My example and your example is like a person who has kindled a fire. فجعل الجنادب والفراش يقعن فيها. And the insects are falling in there and he's trying to chase them and they are heading direct for the fire of Jahannam. Likewise, I'm telling you, my ummah, don't do this, but you are running headlong for the fire of Jahannam. میں روک رہا ہوں, یہ مت کرو, لیکن تم چوٹ چوٹ کے جہنم کی طرف بھاگ رہے ہو, اب میں کیا کروں. اس لئے نبی نے کیا فرمایا, فا فَكَيْفَ أَسَىٰ عَلَىٰ قَوْمٍ كَافِرِينَ. How can I lament over a nation who refuses to believe? Such a nation, aisi qaum, jo iman lane se inkaar karti hai, inke upar main gham ka izhar kaise karun?
So number 8, he inconveniences Nabiya Kareem sallallahu, he brings grief to Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And number 9, Allahu Akbar, he deprived himself of that honor that Allah has given him, that every Muslim, when he gives gawahi and he gives evidence, his gawahi will be accepted. But once a person commits zina, or he falsely accuses someone, this izzat that Allah had given him, that all Muslims honor the verdict and honor the decision of one Muslim and honor the witness of one Muslim, because I have given him that izzat. So if two people give gawahi that the moon has been sighted, then accept his gawahi because he has my name in his heart. But by committing this crime and disobeying Allah, he deprived himself of that izzat and that honor that Allah has given him.
And Allahu Akbar number 10, he inconveniences every creation of Allah Pak. With the other things which we have discussed now, iska wabal to insan pe aata hai. He harms the malaika, or he's rather been evil to the malaika. He brings grief to Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam. But number 10, the ulama have written, he is being evil to the animal kingdom, because Allah is going to make decisions of rain because of the amal of insan. So guna ke zariye se, he is depriving that animal of rain. Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam mentions in the hadith, Allahu Akbar, it comes in one hadith, lawla rijalun khushya' وصبيان رضع وبهائم رضع وشيوخ ركع لسب عليكم العذاب الصب. If it wasn't for those muttaqi and those God-fearing people, and if it wasn't for those innocent children that are drinking the milk of their mothers, and if it wasn't for the innocent animals in the jungles, and if it wasn't for those people with white beards, Allah would actually pour his azab on you. لَسُبَّ عَلَيْكُمُ الْعَذَابُ السُبَّ. Allah would actually send down his whole azab, but it is because of these few categories that Allah Pak is sending down rain and the sun is rising and setting. Someone asked one alim, مَا لَنَا نَسْمَعُ الْعِلْمَ وَلَا نَنْتَفِعُ بِهِ. What is it that we listen to the talks of the ulama but we don't benefit from it? Sunte to bahut hai, lekin amal kuch nahi. So what does he mention? He says because of five things. First, قَدْ أَنْعَمَ اللَّهُ عَلَيْكُمْ فَلَمْ تَشْكُرُوهُ. Allah has been grateful to you, but you have failed to express your gratitude to Allah. Allah has given you a lot, but you haven't taken out the time of reading 2 rakat namaz daily. Let us make this tashkil in this talk, that inshallah from today till we leave the dunya, every day inshallah we are going to perform 2 rakat namaz. Inshallah ko. Inshallah. So Allah has been merciful to you, but you haven't been grateful to Allah. Number 2, وَالثَّانِي إِذَا أَذْنَبْتُمْ فَلَمْ تَسْتَغْفِرُوهُ. You disobey Allah, but you never have the tawfiq of asking Allah for maafi. You disobey Allah every day. Arey, aankh utti hai to hazaro shakle teri nafarmani ki nazar aati hai. Kaan lagte hai Allah to teri nafarmani. Chalte hai to nafarman. Baithte hai to nafarman. Sote hai to nafarman. Today on our dining table, in our businesses, in our homes, in our festivals, in our gatherings, Allah ki nafarmani awwal se lekar akhir tak. But you don't have the ability of asking Allah for forgiveness. وَالثَّالِثِ لَمْ تَعْمَلُوا بِمَا عَلِمْتُمْ. اور جتنا معلوم ہے اس پہ عمل نہیں کرتے. What you know you're not practicing. There are so many things that we are well acquainted that this is wrong, phir bhi karte. There is so much wrong that we do, we are aware that this what I'm doing is haram, lekin phir bhi karte. Hamein maloom hai ki Allah ne rok diya, lekin phir bhi hifazat nahi karte. Allah has prohibited them to be not protecting. Number four, sahibtum al-akhyara walam taqtadu bihi. You sit in the company of the pious, but you don't follow the pious. You sit in the company of the pious, but you don't follow the pious. And Allahu Akbar, kya kamal kar diya? He mentions the final thing, dafantum al-amwata falam ta'tabiru bihim. You have buried the deceased, but the ibrat and the point that has to be extracted from the janazah has not been understood. So you return from a janazah and you come back to your lounge and you want the devil book. You have actually come from such an environment where Malakul Maut was present and you've seen the person taking his last breath. You've seen this and you come back home. Allahu Akbar, I've actually seen one person, Allah forgive me, swearing in the Qabristan. People making ghibat in the Qabristan. So you are bearing the disease, but the point and the ibrat that is to be taken out is not been taken out. Allahu Akbar, it comes in one hadith, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned, مَا مِنْ يَوْمٍ إِلَّا وَيَنْزِلُ مِنَ السَّمَاءِ خَمْسٌ مِنَ الْمَلَائِكَ. Every morning, five malaika descend. One descend in Makkah, one in Medina, the third one in Baytul Muqaddas, the fourth one at the graves of the Muslims, and the fifth one in the Bazaar. The first one that descends in Makkah, فَيُنَادِي وَرُزَانَا آوَازْ دَتَا هَيْ أَلَا مَنْ تَرَكَ فَرَائِذَ اللَّهِ فَقَدْ خَرَجَ مِنْ رَحْمَةِ اللَّهِ. He's making this elan. The one who disobeys Allah, he has deprived himself of the rahmat and the mercy of Allah. The second one announces, the one that is in Medina, أَلَا مَنْ تَرَكَ سُنَنَ النَّبِيِّ فَقَدْ خَرَجَ مِنْ شَفَاعَتِهِ. Allahu Akbar, Allah Sayyidak. The one that has left the sunnah of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he has deprived himself of the intercession of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He mustn't have the hopes of the shafaat of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And the third one that descends in Baytul Muqaddas, أَلَا مَنْ اِكْتَسَبَ مَالًا حَرَامًا. The one whose earnings are haram, all his ibadat is rejected. And the fourth one that descends by the maqabir of the Muslimin, the graves of the Muslims, he addresses the people of the grave and he says, يَا أَهْلَ الْمَقَابِرْ بِمَاذَا تَغْتَبِطُونَ وَعَلَى مَا تَنْدِمُونَ. What, who do you envy now and what do you regret for now? Now that you are in your grave, who do you envy? Do you envy those that left, those that have the wealth? And what are you regretting for? So what is the answer? Allahu Akbar. فَيَقُولُونَ نَدَامَتُنَا عَلَى مَا فَاتَ مِنْ أَعْمَارِنَا. Our regret is for the little that we did in this dunya, that the Jannati will regret for the time that he spent out of the remembrance of Allah. So what will be the regret of the Jahannami? Allahu Akbar. And who do we envy now? Those people whose 24 hours involved in the obedience of Allah, who are involved in the remembrance of Allah Pak. Allah mentions in the Quran, مَنْ يَعْمَلْ سُوءًا يُجْزَ بِهِ. Whoever will disobey Allah, after listening to all these warnings of disobeying Allah, and listening to the harms, that it is the destroyer of all good, it deprives a person of a peaceful life, tawfiq is taken away from him, noor and barakat is taken away, zulmat and andheri and darkness comes his way, he is deprived of that light via which the divine servants, the guided servants of Allah Pak see. مَنْ يَعْمَلْ سُوءًا يُجْزَ بِهِ. Whoever will disobey Allah, then يُجْزَ بِهِ. Allah Pak will punish him for what wrong he is doing. For Allah has mentioned, فَمَنْ يَعْمَلْ مِثْقَالَ ذَرَّةٍ شَرًّا يَرَى. Whoever will do any wrong act, he will see it. We make dua to the Almighty Allah, that may He give us the tawfiq and the ability to abstain from His disobedience. And may Allah give us that tawfiq For indeed, you and I cannot abstain from the disobedience of Allah out of our own will and desire. I always mention to the people, they say, you know, this Muslim team, they are doing this, and they consume liquor, and they are in zina. I said, brother, don't sit and speak of them. Think if you were in that circle, and you had that temptation, then would you abstain from it or not? So we cannot sit and brag about the good that we are doing. We hope that Allah accepts it, and we plead before Allah. We beg Allah that, oh Allah, you protect us from divine guidance from your disobedience, Allah. Ya Allah, create, like when a person said it very beautifully, when a man places his hand on the stove or on the fire, then how he burns. Ya Allah, make it such that when we come near your disobedience, we actually get shocked, oh Allah. And oh Allah, grant us sweetness in your obedience. With these few words we end. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم اللهم أنت السلام ومنك السلام وإليك يرجع السلام فحينا ربنا بالسلام وأدخلنا الجنة دارك دار السلام تباركت يا ذا الجلال والإكرام اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد ونبينا وشفيعنا وحبيبنا وهادينا ومرشدنا ومولانا محمد وبارك وسلم اللهم ربنا ثبتنا على الإيمان وامتنا على الإيمان واحشرنا يوم القيامة مع المتقين مع الإيمان اللهم اجعل اجتماعنا هذا اجتماعا مرحوما وتفرقنا من بعده تفرقا معصوما ولا تجعل فينا ولا منا ولا معنا شقيا ولا محروما اللهم ارحمنا فإنك بنا راحم ولا تعذبنا بذنوبنا فأنت علينا قادر والتف بنا يا إلهنا فيما جرت به المقادير إنك على ما تشاء قدير اللهم اغفر لنا وللمؤمنين والمؤمنات والمسلمين والمسلمات الأحياء منهم والأموات إنك